From Washington, this is VOA News. Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. Warmbier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors said the 22-year-old had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. In the statement, the family said, "Unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one he experienced today." On Monday, in a written statement, President Trump said there is nothing more tragic for a parent than to lose a child in the prime of life. He said the death deepens his determination to prevent future tragedies, quote, at the hands of regimes that do not respect the rule of law or basic human dignity. A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad has secured the scene, and police have found a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles in the car. The United States has responded forcefully to Russia's threat to treat U.S.-led coalition planes in the skies over Syria as targets, as tensions escalate in the six-year Syrian conflict. This is news from the Voice of America.